I'm going to introduce a couple of our draft picks, a couple offensive guys, then Joe Woods will introduce the defensive fellow that they got in town. Number one, we've got Courtland Sutton, wide receiver from SMU, and we also have running back Royce Freeman from Oregon. Courtland was a guy that we targeted, I think John mentioned last night, had first-round grades on him. He's had a tremendous career. Both these young men, as you'll see here real soon, terrific people, outstanding football players. Courtland, very productive. He's a big target, as you'll see. Great ball skills. We interviewed him there in Indianapolis. Really just glad to have him on the team. He's tough to be tackled, and so we're glad to have Courtland. The second fellow that will come up to you is Royce Freeman. More eye-popping production, just like Courtland. Played a number of games. Has proved to be, like Courtland, very durable, very productive, resilient. Both these guys are team-oriented people. We're excited to have them exhibit their Bronco traits that they've exhibited this thus far in their careers, and we're glad that they're Denver Broncos on this date. So I'll bring up Courtland Sutton from SMU, first of all.
Nice work. How y'all doing?
Yeah, Courtland, can you just talk about your emotions after day one ended and you weren't picked when I'm sure you thought you would be, and then getting picked the next day?
So, Mike, moving on. So, my man, thank you. So after day one, I had to, I was sitting with my family, being able to enjoy the moment together with them. I wasn't too worried about, where I went. I knew that wherever I wound up going, it was going to be the best situation for me. Me being a man of my faith, my mom, my dad, my grandparents all were sitting in there, telling me just keep my head up and that, wherever I wound up going, it was going to be the best place for me, best fit for me. And obviously that's what it was, I fell to the best spot possible. For me to be able to come in and be able to come to an organization that mirrors the same qualities and traits that I feel like I hold myself. So I wasn't too worried about the whole going in the first round. I knew that I was going to go to the best spot for me, and coming to the being a Bronco was going to be the best thing for me. It is the best thing for me, and moving forward, I'm excited to be a Bronco.
Courtland, we saw you work out with Emmanuel prior to the draft. Prior to that, what relationship did you have with him, and what kind of relationship do you have with him now?
So while I was at SMU, I wanted to understand how he was able to be as productive as he was at SMU. So I reached out to him a few times through Twitter DMs just to see, what did he do to elevate his game, to get that national attention. Coming from a smaller school, it's really hard to get that national attention that a lot of the guys who go to the Power Five schools get. So I wanted to ask him, what did you do to put yourself on the map besides, show up day in and day out and work? What did you do? And it's basically what I thought he did. He showed up every day, even when the lights weren't on. The times when people weren't at the facility, he was there working on his craft so that whenever the cameras were on, the lights were on, and it was game time, he was able to show his traits. And so that's one thing that I wanted to make sure I was doing. When nobody was there at the facility, nobody was watching, that's when I was up there working, make sure I was getting my job done, so that whenever the lights were on and the cameras were on and I was able to put my best foot forward, I was able to do that. And that's the same thing I'm going to do here. I'm going to come in, I'm going to, find out, what E-Man does, what Demarius does, what do they do to make them all pro, to make them dominant people at their position, and I'm going to follow them and figure out, what it is that's going to get me to that level so I can be able to perform day in and day out at a very high level.
There seems to be a common thread in the guys they've picked, team captains, wildly productive players over a long term of their career. Did you sense that when you talked to the Broncos, they were looking for that type of player, both impact on and off the field?
Well, just after, being able to talk to the whole organization at the combine, I think they sensed that that's the type of guy I was, and I'm pretty sure I put that out there that's the guy that they're going to get. If they take me, it's going to be a guy that's going to come in and he's going to work not only on the field but off the field. He's going to make himself the best version of himself as possible, and that's what I do. Every day in and day out, I'm making myself the best version of myself I possibly can, and whether that's, on the, you know, studying the playbook so that whenever I can get on the field, I'm ready to do that. Or if it's doing stuff in the community so that, you know, we're bringing, so that the community understands that the Bronco players love the community. We love our fans just the same way they love us. So whatever it is, you know, I'm pretty sure they sensed that that was the type of guy they were going to get when they drafted me. And I'm pretty sure that I put that forward. And that's the thing that I want to make sure that I'm continuing to do and continue to put out there, is that that's the type of guy they're going to get from here and years on.
We read the scouting reports on you, and it's tough to tackle. Goes, gets the ball, strong, big, craft, still work in progress. Are you a younger version of Demaryius Thomas, or what?
I would say that, you know, I'm definitely willing to learn from Demaryius. He's been playing this game at a very high level for a very long time, and to be able to learn from him is going to be a blessing for me and an honor for me to be able to learn from him. I would say that we probably do have, we might have some of the same qualities. He plays the game at a very, very high level, all pro level, and that's the level that I want to get to. So I've already started picking his brain. I was able to, he reached out to me last night, and I think I might be annoying him a little bit just from trying to pick his brain of, you know, when can we get on the field and start working? You know, I just want to start picking his brain, want to start learning, you know, how'd you get to the point you are? And you know, how are you maintaining that, and how are you elevating that to continue to be great? And so I think we do have some of the similar traits that to play this position, but I'm still trying to get some of those little traits that make him who he is, the great player that he is. I'm trying to get some of those and add it to my game.
So you wouldn't let him hang up? Is that what you're saying last night?
I mean, after we hung up, I still was sending him text messages, trying to figure out, just asking questions, you know. What makes you you? And I'm just going to continue to do it once I'm able to get in the same locker room with him.
Playing some basketball at SMU, how do you feel that helps you on the football field, especially getting downfield and winning jump balls?
Oh, man. Basketball is I was always told that a lot of the sports that I played kind of went together within themselves. So I played basketball, baseball, and football growing up. And baseball, depth perception, being able to see where the ball is going to be when the quarterback throws it. It's one of those things that, you know, it's a unique trait to be able to have. I think that kind of played in there. And then with basketball, being able to be a dominant rebound, you got to know how to box out guys. You got to know how to high point the ball to the highest point, or you won't get any rebounds. So I think adding those to my traits of being a dominant big body receiver is something that I've been able to do, and I continue to do. And being able to play basketball that 1 year that I was at SMU It was very helpful. Coach Larry Brown helped me understand the importance of body and people. Me having to box out guys that were 6'10", trying to get rebounds over them, it really helped me for whenever I got into games, I was boxing out guys that were like 5'9", 5'10". It was a lot easier to be able to do. But, you know, I think that all those traits definitely go together, and they blend together, and it makes me the football player I am right now.
Cortland, Vance Joseph said you had a special skill set that allows you to play all over the field. Where are you most comfortable playing right now?
Honestly, anywhere on the field, you know, if it's in the outside, on the outside, on the inside, if it's special teams, wherever it is, I feel like I have a like you said, a very unique talent tree, and I'm willing to and ready to go and put it on the field. Wherever it is, I always felt like I've had a unique set of talents, and you know, wherever it's in the outside, inside. If I got a motion out the backfield, you know, if I got a block off the edge and you know, give that illusion that it's two tight end set and it's really one tight end set and I'm blocking off on a linebacker, and that's what I'm going to do. Whatever I got to do to get on the field to help the team be successful, and that's just what I'm going to do. That's one thing I did at SMU, and I was able to incorporate that. And I'm pretty sure that coach saw that and hopefully he's able to use me in the same way that I was able to be used at SMU and use that here while I'm with the organization.
Portland, the Broncos took you yesterday, Deshaun Hamilton from Penn State today. How much do you know about his game, and how much do you think you can play off each other moving forward?
So I actually trained in the same place where Deshaun trained at, and I got to watch him just work. And Deshaun's a guy who can play the position very well. He has a unique talent trait when it comes to playing the wide receiver position. I think that he and I are going to be able to come in and learn. I think he's more so like E-Man. I'm more like Demaryius, and we're going to be able to, you know, take from them what they do at a high level and add that to our game so that, you know, we can be up whenever, if they need a break or whatever the situation is on the field, we can come on the field and it won't be, no, there won't be any drop off at all. It's only going to be, you know, the same talent levels on the field, whatever it is. And so I think he has a very unique set of talents, and I think he's going to be able to come in and produce at a very high level.
You were recruited by Colorado coming out of high school, right? How close were you to coming out here?
I was actually really close to coming to CU. I actually took my visit up here. I loved CU. Denver was beautiful. Boulder was beautiful. I loved it. Me and my mom had a really good time. Things didn't work out like we wanted it to. So I wound up going to SMU, and it wound up being the best decision I made in my short career, my young career, making that decision. But CU was beautiful. Boulder was beautiful. I'm glad to have the opportunity to be in Colorado again and play for, you know, these amazing fans that we have here in Denver.
Okay, thank you, Portland.
Thank y'all.
Hey, Royce, you said yesterday that you were a little bit surprised that it ended up being the Broncos, but when you sort of looked at possible teams that might have needed a running back, especially after the Broncos released C.J. Anderson, did you kind of say, hey, that might be a team that might be a good fit for me?
I mean, I think everybody at the position kind of goes through the teams and be just wondering who needs who in what certain position. But, I mean, with the draft, you can never tell. You can never tell when you're going to go. You can never tell what team is going to pick you up. You just hope that throughout the process leading up to the draft that you left an impression on the coaches and that they see that you fit well into their organization. And I'm very appreciative to be here.
Royce, yesterday John Elway compared you a little bit to C.J. Anderson. Who did you model your running style after growing up?
Growing up, I mean, I really try to take running styles from everybody. I feel like as a back that if you can take intangibles from all the backs around the league, I mean, this is the highest level the NFL is. I mean, it's just going to make me better as a player. So, I couldn't model after one particular, but I mean, watching highlights growing up, doing all that, I feel like I watched them all. I mean, they're the best.
We saw you in the Pac-12. We talked about this last night. You will seek contact at times. Where did that violent nature of running coming from? Because you don't see a lot of guys run that way and run as much as you do. Because you stayed in, you were durable. Has that always been part of your game, or where did that kind of violent nature contact part come from?
Yeah, I feel like durability for a running back is very important, especially when you get to this level. I mean, you want to be on the field, making an impact for your team as much as you can. And just the violent tenacity out there. I mean, my recent running backs coach, Coach Pimpleton, just always emphasized that we need to go inflict pain on the defender. I mean, especially as a bigger back, you know, they're going to try to come at you and come at you low, and come at you different directions, all kinds of ways. So I feel like if I take it to them and put that on film, that when the team prior to playing us watches the film, they're going to think twice once and again.
Talk about that violent running style, and obviously we know all the carries. So during this process, what did you say to teams, kind of telling them, you know, about your durability, that the carries don't mean anything towards your NFL career? How did you kind of sell yourself in that sense that those carries adding up don't play a part in the NFL?
I feel like I just contributed to my productivity. I feel like all that durability and all those carries just reflected in my productivity throughout my 4 years at Oregon. It's not often you get backs playing as many games or as taking as many carries. So I feel that the fact that I was able to do so proves that I'm a durable running back.
Royce, as you know, C.J. Anderson has left from the Broncos. And do you see yourself coming in and trying to compete for that starting position? Is that a goal of yours?
I'm definitely coming in trying to compete. That's definitely a big factor. I mean, we have a great running back room. We have depth. And I feel like all of us are going to make each other better. I mean, to contribute is definitely my number one goal, however it may be, special teams, however the coaches want me to come in and just be an impact for this team.
There was some talk last year about you coming out a year early, but you chose to come back to Oregon with a new coaching staff, Willie Taggart coming in. How do you feel that year went? How much do you think it helped you looking back to get the extra year at Oregon?
I think that was one of the best decisions in my life, to be honest. Like, it was a tough decision, but I feel that I took the time with my family and talked over with the new coaching staff of why I needed to come back, why I felt that it would benefit me, and I felt it greatly did. I felt like my play, it kind of altered my mindset, and I saw football from different angles, and I got the chance to be coached by different coaches that saw different things, so I feel like I benefit from that a lot.
You played in a program that's an outstanding program, and you went through some tough times as a team with that program. Talent usually wins, but mentality, what have you seen in your college career that divides winning from losing in terms of approach?
As far as approach, I feel like it doesn't start when the season starts. It starts before, way before. I feel that that older guys need to go ahead and help the younger guys, and I feel like especially here, I mean, that can happen. I feel that the work ethic that you put out there, it's going to reflect during the season. So just starting right there, I feel that that's what seasons are built off of.
Okay. Thank you, Royce.
Thank you.
How you guys doing today? Obviously, I'm not that tall. That's a good thing, right? Okay. All right. Well, it's another exciting day for the Denver Broncos. Isaac Yiadom was a guy that we were very familiar with from the time we spent down at the Senior Bowl. He's a guy that fits our profile and what we look for in the corner. He has size and length. He can run. He's very smart, and he's a physical player. We like to play a lot of man coverage, and he excels playing press and making plays down the field. So it was an easy pick for us. But to give you guys some inside information that helped us make this pick, when we were down at the Senior Bowl, it got a little sideways, right? The kid from LSU was giving us fits. So we go to the sideline and say, we got to do something. So we said, hey, let's put Isaac on him. So we flipped him over. He didn't bat an eye. Did a great job at the line of scrimmage, broke up the pass. Later on in the game, we had a couple of guys get banged up at the safety position. And we're over there talking to the group of guys and said, hey, man, we need somebody to go back here and take a few snaps at safety. He was the first one to say, coach, I'll do it. Put him out there and made a great play in the post, a great tackle coming out of the post there. He is a great young man that does the right things on and off the football field. He competes, and he won't back down or back away from any challenges. So with that being said, I would like to introduce Isaac Yiadom.
Thank you, Coach. I would just like to start off by saying, you know, I'm excited to be a part of the Denver Broncos family, you know, a first-class organization, you know, a winning tradition, a part of something special. I would like to thank, you know, the Bowling family, Coach Joseph, Mr. Elway, for giving me this great opportunity to be a part of something so special. You know, I'm going to get a chance to be coached by some of the best defensive coaches in the NFL, you know, Coach Emrob, Coach Woods, you know, Coach Greg over there. You know, I'm just excited. You know, I played with Justin and Carlos, so I'm excited learn stuff from Justin, guys like Chris, Robbie, Vaughn, and so on. I'm just ready to compete.
Isaac, Joe Woods alluded to your Senior Bowl week, and it looked like you got better going from day to day. What did you learn from the Broncos coaches in terms of technique type stuff that you feel made you better, not only that week, but now for the next level?
I mean, I learned a lot from them. Just simple stuff is like, I remember, the first day, you know, Coach Joseph was like, your stance too wide, just tighten it up a little bit. That helped me throughout the whole entire week, you know, just making plays on the ball, making sure once I'm in phase, turning back and finding the ball, stuff like that. So I learned a lot from them.
Isaac, you talked a little bit yesterday about the BC connection you have here with Justin. What did he and some of the other guys who have come out done for you, not just from maybe a physical perspective and teaching you things, but in terms of helping you believe that this was possible?
Yeah, like at BC, like in the defensive back, you in our locker room, Justin's like really, you know, highly praised and honored. Up to this day, if you got dude in Justin locker right now, we kick him out all the time when he do something bad in practice because, you know, he got like Justin set such a high standard he got to hold up to. But like we always say, you know, Justin set the bar up here for us. And then after that, it was John Johnson with the Rams now. then it was me, Cam, and Gabe right now, and so on. So, like, every single year we just know that, you know, we just got such a high expectation at BC because of Justin that, you know, we just got something to fulfill. And we all stay in touch with Justin every day. You know, he still talks to us, so it's just something that keeps us going.
How do you feel like your relationship with Justin is going to help you integrate into the locker room and integrate into the NFL maybe a little quicker?
I think it's going to help me a lot because, you know, Justin's like my big brother. You know, when I first went to college, you know, he's the one that hosted me on my official visit. And here, you know, I know if I got any questions, I could ask the coaches or Justin. He'll help me on and off the field. And, you know, I know he got high expectations for me. So, you know, I just can never let myself go underneath the bar because I know he's looking at me and everybody else.
Isaac, when you say you and Justin stay in touch every day, what is that communication like?
You know, just simple stuff sometimes. You know, I ask him about football stuff. He's in the DB group chat back at BC, so, you know, he don't text much in there, but, you know, he'll favor something or, like, love something really quick. But, you know, I just talk to him about stuff such as, like, football and even, like, faith. He's the guy to go to all the time, so we talk a lot.
Where do you see yourself fitting into this DB group? Obviously, you know, Chris and Brad, Lee Roby have been here a long time, but where do you see yourself immediately coming in and contributing?
Well, I'm coming in, you know, to play corner, of course. I'm trying to compete, you know, help the team, you know, win a championship. I'm coming here to play special teams. This is part of my game I take pride in. So that's one thing that I know that's the first thing I'm going to do when I get here is I'm going to know every single special teams play in and out, and I'm going to contribute and make sure I'm starting on every single phase on special teams.
What was Justin's reaction and message to you last night when you got the call?
Man, he was hyped. He texted me, you know, he gave a couple of the other guys like Chris and Vaughn my number. They texted me too, welcomed me to the family. You know, Justin put out a post and stuff like that. So, yeah, he was happy, and I was excited too. You know, everybody was happy that we both going to be together, and they know it's going to be something special.
With some of the changes that have happened in the secondary, there's been a debate around here whether the no-fly zone still exists. What do you think?
It always exists. It's always going to continue to exist. You know, I'm coming in here to compete. I think they got a group of young guys right now in the secondary, and I mean, I just don't see that going away anytime soon. I mean, I like that hashtag a lot, and you know, I'm gonna take pride in it.
Thank